I really like how you brought up that same thing with, like, people are very surprised. Like, yo, how do you eat healthy, bro? How do you do this and that? And one thing I want to mention, which I want to know you guys' opinion too, is when I DoorDash sometimes and I go to restaurants, like, or fast food places, even like McDonald's, Burger King, they have all these ads. Like, and there have been times where I was hungry and stuff, but I swear, bro, I did not have a craving for that food. I would rather not eat than eat that. Yeah. Because, like you said too, on, I think it was Lance's episode, right? When you look at food like that, is it really food? Right? Like, what is your definition of food? Is that really food? I don't think it's food. I really don't. Even the taste of it, it doesn't taste like you're eating food. You get to that point where you're so used to eating real food that your stomach and your mind and your mouth like literally understands what a real food feels like in your mouth. Same with raw milk. Raw milk actually tastes like something.
Processed tastes like milk.
Milk doesn't milk taste is supposed like to
taste.
Yeah.
Processed.
Creamy.
Yeah.
Right. Greasy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Not greasy. Not greasy, creamy, but like creamy. Fat. Like,
yeah.
Like fat. Like
you can taste the fat on it.
So what do you, like, can you maybe back go off. Further or like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the whole thing.
Are you like that too?
Yeah, dude, it's the whole thing with being desensitized. And Mitch asked me the other day, Mitch has been on the podcast before, but he asked me the other day, he's trying to strike up a conversation. He's like, yo, I was like, what do you do for like a cheat meal? And like, I kept trying
to ask me that too before.
I kept trying to think. I said, just like, I said, the word itself is a contradiction. Like, I don't really I don't think about a cheat meal. I don't really have that in my life. And like, some people don't get that. They're like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah,
you don't understand. Like, what do you do then? Like, how do you eat? Like, what do you eat? And even some people on the internet, like some people, they defend processed and junk food so much. Like, they try to fight for it to be in their diet and to fit it in their calories. It's just like, what are we doing here? Like, you're just a fiend. Like, just, you're just hungry for this thing that just made you addicted. And the whole thing with
being, and you're being tempted every day by it. And
exactly. It's around you.
That could be a temptation too, like cheat meals, because bodybuilders actually do that a lot. They have a whole like diet throughout the week, and then at the end of the week they have a cheat meal. Like, they literally eat it. It's like they're being programmed to eat cheat meals every week.
Yeah, but
I swear, literally,
they put themselves in that position
exactly
too,
yeah,
where the real food doesn't feel like real to them. That's why they have a craving to then eat something at the end of the week. Usually it's the weekends, right? Or the rest day, where they just literally buy all kinds of junk food, crumble cookies, Five Guys, Burger King, all these places, and they just go crazy in there. And I think to have a mindset on, okay, you know, my friends invited me somewhere, or I want to get something real quick, like crumble cookies or dessert like that. I think that's fine. But in my opinion, to have a day where you're saying, all right, this is going to be my cheat day. Cheat meal.
You're already planning to like cheat yourself. Fuck that.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Like, the word itself, cheat meal, is, now that I think about it, is pretty funny. Word.
Even the word junk food.
Yeah.
Processed food.
Yeah.
Like, we're defending this type of stuff. It's like, why?
Right. To the point where, you know, nothing's wrong with, you know, considering that in your diet. Well, how about this? Nothing is wrong with having it every now and then when you go out or something. But to say that nothing's wrong with implementing that in your diet, I think that is a problem. That you're really trying to have a schedule where you're saying, this will be a day where every week, every month, this day, I'm going to have this.
Dude, I also think that people have too much time on their hands to worry about food. Like,
maybe that too.
Like, like for me personally, like, yes, like I might be like a little bit not crazy with food, but like I care about what I eat and how I eat it, but I'm not too worried about eating junk food. I'm not like worried about it tasting good all the time and it just nourishing me. Like, I'm not worried about that. Like, I have other things to worry about. I have like a career. I have the podcast. I have like personal a life training, outside of just eating food. And I feel like little things like that where you're so worried about the next cheat meal. It's like, there's bigger things to worry about than that. Like, what's your spiritual health like?
Yeah. Like in an easy way to put it without making it seem like cheat meal necessarily is a, like, oh, like how dare you eat that? That's not what we're trying to say. I'm pretty sure. I think it's like idea of chasing money and chasing cheat meals, which people do. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's where the problem is. If I start chasing money, go out of my way to reach that like just to chase number? Money and the number. It's the same thing with cheat meals, right? Like kind of chasing that feeling of like,
oh, when am I eating, next
eating,
gonna
eating,
have a
eating
cheat
meal? A fast food and like literally eating like 10 burgers just so you could like eat, feel like you're. I don't know. You know, like yeah, bodybuilders, basically, like they
hold themselves back
10
from
burgers
yeah.
from McDonald's or something, and they try to eat it as much as they can because they know the whole other week they have to go through this strict diet. You know what I mean? So at that point, I think it's very unhealthy because you're chasing that feeling to stuff yourself with processed food,
right? Not fake only food for actually. Your body, but also for your mind. Is you're chasing that high, which is in reality just in your head.
And in a sense, it gives a bad example to the next generation. Because then what they do is they do the same thing. They work out a whole week and then they go like, oh, cheat meal time. And they start eating really bad. Next thing you know, they're addicted to this stuff. You know, the next week is probably going to be on Friday instead of Sunday. And then after that, it's going to be on Wednesday. It's going to go slow, slow, slow. And then they're probably going to start eating junk food every single day.
Right.
So
crumble cookies.
It's literally
like
really playing with fire, bro. Like I don't know. I really don't like the idea of chasing that feeling. Like every once in a while, it's fine. Nobody.
Yeah.
But then it also matters. Every once in a while, what do you eat? How do you eat? Right.
Yeah.
Our understanding of cheat meal is if we go out with our friends, probably order a pizza, right? Like two pizzas. That's it.
Right.
Not like crumble cookies, McDonald's, Burger King pizzas. All this junk food is thrown on the table.
Right, and we make sure that we don't invite that type of thing, like going out and eating pizza, as a habit or as something. Yo, when are we doing this next? It's a very spontaneous thing. Like I remember, it was me, Georgie, and this Georgie, the producer, and our one friend, and we were very hungry after the gym. And on Fridays, me and Georgie fast on not eating meat, and you know we don't really get to see this friend. Because that often he only comes back on the weekends sometimes if he has time because he's away in college. So if he's with us and stuff, we really enjoy his company and we don't really get to spend time together like that. So it was just like, yo, should we just get something to eat? And at that time, it was when we were leaving the gym. So around 9:30 to 10, and not a lot of places are open where we can have a lot of options for restaurants. And this was on Friday too. So we said, all right, let's go to Aldo's Pizzarama. It's called. The pizza place. So we went there, but it wasn't a planned thing. It wasn't like, yo, this week when you come back, let's get pizza. It's like, I would rather have him over here and, you know, cook some steak.
Make your own pizza.
Or make my own pizza, that type of stuff. Than saying, yo, let's just go out and get pizza. It's really just being honest with yourself how often you do it. And then, like, what's your motive behind it? How healthy your mindset towards this certain thing is.